Hey everyone, this is Will Fadoo at the WillFadoo.com podcast, where we're discussing the latest and greatest in leadership, communication, personal and professional development, as I ask the question, how can I help you today? So I encourage you to get comfortable, get something to write with if you're not driving, open your mind, and hopefully as we spend a little bit of time together today, you'll gain new ideas and strategies that'll help you become the best that you can be today. Hey everyone, this is Will Fadoo, and I want to welcome you to this episode of the WillFadoo.com podcast, where we are finally talking about one of my favorite subjects that I've been asked a lot by young people that are transitioning out of high school into the college age, and it's the topic of should I go to college or not? Now, this is going to be applicable to, like I mentioned earlier, any high school junior, senior, that's starting to figure out what they're going to do with the next phase of their life. This is also applicable to any college age student who may be in college right now or not in college and trying to figure out if that's what they should do. And this also applies to any person that is considering going back to school or trying something new, because we're going to address some myths. We're going to address some pros and cons. Ultimately, you're going to hear my opinion, which I will give you later on, and I think you'll be surprised at my opinion, but we're just going to have a nice, in-depth, objective talk on should you or someone you know go to college or not. Make a note for yourself as well that if you know someone, maybe a brother, sister, cousin, nephew, niece, friend that is in this position, they're reaching that age of either getting ready to go to school or consider school or their future career, get this podcast to them. Get this information to them so that they can also benefit from it, because this was really specifically meant for those demographics. Now, before we get started, I want to address several myths as it pertains to success, work, education, anything like that in college. But I want to tackle these right now so we can get them out of the way and set the proper mindset. Myth number one, I can be successful without education. Now, what do I mean by that? Education, we're going to use as a very broad term here. And beyond being an entry-level employee somewhere, you cannot be successful without some form of education. Myth number two, I can be successful without hard work. There's been a lot of material out, and finally we're starting to go through a revolution, getting back to the fact that there are no shortcuts. You cannot cut corners. If you're going to be successful in anything, it's going to require a lot of hard work. Myth number three, college guarantees success or a good job. This is false. While college can give you certain opportunities over other options, it's not a guarantee of success. Ultimately, success or failure depends on you, the amount of effort and time and energy you put into something. Our final myth, college is only for suckers or people who just want to be employees. This is also false, because depending on what you want to do, you may or may not need certain types of education that can help you go on to not just be an employee, but growing to be either a small business owner, a large business owner, or some sort of executive of a large corporate organization. Now I want to tell you a little bit about my story, and some of you have heard it before. When I graduated high school, my parents did not force me to go to college. They gave me the choice if that's something I wanted to do or not. Now, I was interested in going to college. I really didn't know what I was going to study, but I enrolled at one of the local colleges in town, Old Dominion University in Norfolk, Virginia. Go Monarchs. Now, I was an average high school kid, okay? I had average grades. I didn't receive any type of large scholarships. I basically went to school and was able to pay for it by piecing together financial aids, some grants, a little bit of loans, and some nickel and dime scholarships. Initially, I wanted to be a doctor. I started studying and I went in as a pre-med student, and it only took me about one quarter or one semester, if you will, before the program director gave me the talk that basically I should possibly look somewhere else as far as my talents and skill sets, if you know what I mean. From there, I switched over to the business college where I originally started with marketing and eventually wound up in marine supply chain management, which is the business of international shipping, if you will. From college, once I graduated, I joined the military. That allowed me to get into the military as an officer, as a commissioned officer. I spent some time there, and then I was able to transition to the corporate side. So you can see there that those years had a lot of mixture of formal education, on-the-job education, informal education, all crammed together that got me to where I am today. And I share that story with you so that you can see a little bit of maybe your own life looking forward in the future, that it, for you to be successful in whatever it is you want to do, you're going to need to put together lots of different types of education paired with a lot of hard work. You may need some college. You may need some trade school. You may need some on-the-job training. And we're going to get into that in just a second. So with today's episode, I want to go through a series of questions that I want you to either ask yourself, and we're also going to answer them from a broad brush, 10,000 foot level, because if we were to answer all of these in extreme detail, you would be listening to this episode for several hours, and I'm pretty sure you don't want to do that. So the first question that you need to ask yourself in starting to uncover your answer of should you go to college or not is, what do you want to do? It all starts there. What type of feeling do you have inside? Is there something that you've really been burning, wanting to do? Is there something that you're really passionate about, a career that you're interested in? That answer is going to start you on the path of what type of education you're going to need. So let me start with some of the easy ones. If you wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer, you are going to have to go to college for those, okay? It's a requirement. You're going to go to your undergraduate degree. You're going to go into either medical school or law school to get your advanced degrees, and that's where you're going to get your professional designation of being a doctor or a lawyer, et cetera. So that's the easy ones. Well, let's use the example now of you want to be in the military. You want to be a fighter pilot. Okay, well, as things stand right now in the military, if you want to be a fighter pilot or a pilot or other jobs that require you to be a commissioned officer in the military first, then you need to go to college to be able to achieve those jobs. Now, you could be in the military and be in one of the enlisted ranks, and we could do a military episode a different week because that's a lot of fun to talk about and helping people figure that out. But our example here of being a fighter pilot, you're going to need to go to college for that, versus if you wanted to be one of the mechanics that takes care of the airplane, you don't necessarily have to go to college for that. So that example was a little bit in the middle. Now let's look over to one of the more subjective jobs or opportunities. Let's say you wanted to become a businessman. Okay, let's say you wanted to go on the corporate side. You want to go work on Wall Street. You want to make a ton of money trading stocks. Well, typically, you're going to go to college for that. You're going to go to business school to get your MBA or something like that and wind up in one of those positions. But let's talk about being an entrepreneur or being a business owner, your own business. You do not need to go to college by definition or qualification in order to do that. You could get that education. Remember, we're using education as a very broad term today. You can get that from a lot of different sources. So that first question we have to ask is, what do I want to do with my life? And by default, do I need college to achieve that? Okay? And before I move on, don't be afraid to try something or start in something and change your mind. You know, at 18, 19 years old, just starting out in college, or maybe you're a little older, or maybe you're in your 40s or 50s trying something new, you don't have to have it all worked out. It helps, but like I said, if I was to look back 10, 12 years back, I would have never imagined that I would be doing what I'm doing right now. I would have never imagined my path. I would have never mapped it out and said, yeah, this is exactly what I planned on doing. But that's how it worked out. Like I said, I started in one thing, wound up in another, and slowly, as I climbed through the ranks, tried lots of different things until I really found my niche. So once we've answered the first question, we can move on to the second point, which is getting an education in that space. Now, I mentioned it before. Depending on what job you wanted to do, it will determine what type of education you need. You may need to go to trade school. You may need to go to college. You may need to go get an internship or some sort of on-the-job training so that you can get whatever that education that you need, you can acquire it. Now, you may be thinking to yourself right now, Will, I hear you, but I don't need education. I don't need this extra training. I'm talented. I am motivated. I have the hustle. I have the drive. And I'm betting on myself and my talents that I can get this done. Now, I hear you, but I'm going to tell you what you have. You have raw talent. You have raw talent that needs to be developed, that needs to be refined, that needs to be pointed in the right direction. Because you could have all the motivation and raw talent in the world, but if you're pointed in the wrong direction or left in an undeveloped state, you're practically worthless. Now that sounds super harsh, but I'm trying to help you understand that even the greatest athletes, that their raw talent just gets them in the door. They have to go through years and years of their own education and refinement. Same with business owners, same with any successful person. All that raw talent that you have has to be honed, has to be refined and developed in order for you to achieve the success that you want to have. And that refinement and development is going to come through some form of education, but you just can't do it on your own. So where would you get that? Like I said, in the town I live in, a large industrial complex that deals with petrochemicals and refining. So a lot of the guys and gals that want to get into that realm, they usually wind up getting an associate's or bachelor's or even master's degree in operations, calibration, a lot of the industrial mechanics, if you will. So that's specialized. And like I mentioned before, you may need to go to college to get the skills that you need. Like in that case, you know, you need some sort of certificate, but you may not have to go to a full-blown four-year college for that. Maybe you just need an associate's. Maybe you just need a certificate. But do your own homework on the career or job that you're interested in to figure out what you're going to need and then look to where you're going to get it. Number three. So after I've determined what I want to do or what I think I want to do, and I've determined the type of education I'm going to need, where am I going to get that education? That's the third question that you're probably wondering. Where am I going to get this? If I need to go to college, where am I going to go to college? Am I going to go to college here in town? Am I going to go somewhere else? Am I going to go to Yale or Harvard? If I need to go to a trade school, where am I going to go? If I needed some sort of specific on-the-job training, whether it's the military or something else, where do I go to get that? So that's the step that sometimes also confuses a lot of people because they don't know where to look. Now, the good news is technology has changed so much that you can get education through a very wide variety of venues. You can go online. Online school has changed so much. The technology has changed. The quality has changed for the better. You can go to a brick and mortar school or training center, and that's a term for you actually go physically to a place, to a classroom. Or you look for a job that you want, like I mentioned before, and see if you can nail an internship with a company like that. Sometimes it's a way to get in the door. Now, you may need to offer to either work for free or next to nothing, but if that's what it takes to get in the door and start to get the training you want to work for the company you want or to start your own business, maybe you need to shadow some businessmen. Maybe you need to look for mentors that have the skills or the life that you want and just start being around them and shadowing them. You are responsible for obtaining the education. If you want a certain life, if you've already identified something you want and you've already identified the path of how to get there, or at least where to start, it is now up to you to make it happen. Now, number four, This is a huge question that stops most people, honestly. It stops them right in their tracks. How am I going to pay for this education? Now, I fully understand that over the years, costs for tuition have gone up, ways to pay for tuition has gone down. I think everyone always assumed that if you get good grades, you can get scholarships. And for the most part, that still holds true. If you're a young person listening to this, hopefully you are trying your hardest and studying your hardest in school. When you're young, that's your job. Your job is school, to get the best grades that you can. Now, looking back, do my high school grades matter? Absolutely not. But I needed my high school grades to be at a certain level, and I did my best, to get into a college. You know, you may not be shooting for Harvard, and that's fine. But identify where you want to go and try to hit that mark. Look at that acceptance level. Look at those requirements for admission. But there are a lot of ways to gain scholarships. You just have to go dig around for them. I think everybody just expects that you're going to send off your transcript to a college and them send you back this full ride. And if you don't get that, then you just decided you're not going to school. That is the loser way out. And I hope that you are not that person, because I really believe better for you. And I know you can do better than that. You have to dig around. My parents did not have any type of extra cash to send me to college. They pitched in when they could. They were happy to help out when they could. They helped me with books here and there. But mostly, they made it pretty clear that, hey, listen, if you want to go to college, you're pretty much going to have to figure this out. And I was grateful for that. They made me apply for every little scholarship, a few hundred dollars here, $1,000 there. I wrote so many essays, and I looked for the scholarship money. Again, I had qualified for financial aid, so make sure that you know what that is. Talk to the admissions counselor and financial aid counselor if you're looking to go to college, and let them help you find money. They may or may not be able to based on your financial status. The same applies for grants. Apply for educational grants. Now, you may be thinking, I'll just do the easy way and I will get loans. I'm going to give you my personal opinion on this. Do not, under any circumstance, unless it is the very, very last thing you do, get loans. Work an extra job if you need to. Suck it up and find ways to pay for it. But also being realistic, I also identify the fact that I had some loans, but I tried to keep those as little as I could, because you have to pay that back. And now you're fighting interest. So you're paying more and more for an education that hopefully is going to nail you a good job. Like I said, the degree by itself is not an indicator of success. You're the indicator of success, and you're going to have to figure out your ability to get that high-paying job. Another place that you can look for the money, and this is my shameless plug because I've seen it literally change lives, is looking at having a short stint in the military. Now, you might be screaming and turning off your radio right now saying, absolutely not. But I want you to consider something. I have seen lives changed through the military. The ability to, for you to go serve your country for 4 years, and if you don't like it, get out. No big deal. Now you have something pretty incredible on your resume that is well respected. The highest level training you can typically get in the United States, depending on the field you picked. And you also have the educational benefits that can, in most cases, pay for some or all of your education. I know a ton of people who went and did a few years in the military, like I said, got out, went to college, whole thing was paid for, okay? That is a successful mindset where someone says, it's up to me. That type of person didn't quit when they didn't have the money and say, well, I guess I'm just not gonna go to college or pursue some education. They said, you know, I don't have the money right now, but I could delay this, I could go have some fun or do something exciting or interesting for 4 years in the military and get it paid for, then come back and then do school. So that's someone who's using their brain to figure out different ways to get where they want to go. It's a fantastic opportunity. I've used my GI Bill for master's work, and it is incredible. So that's definitely something that you should look into, even if you just joined the reserves where you didn't have to go active duty. So I will get off that soapbox Again, that could be a whole separate podcast episode. We talk about the pros and cons of joining the military, but don't automatically just throw that idea out the window if you're serious about getting where you want to go. Number five, which college or educational source is the best? But I want you to think about it in the term of what is best for you. Now, I'm going to use the example of medical school. You know, my brother's a doctor, so I find this is kind of easy for me to understand. I don't know, maybe I'm screwing it all up. He'll be able to tell me later. But if you're trying to get into certain prestigious fields, or if there's something specific you want to do, or you want to work in a specific subspecialty, you may need to consider finding the best school for whatever that is. Now, if you're comfortable saying, you know, I'm not trying to go to Harvard or Yale or Princeton or anything like that, but I am interested in getting a degree that would help me get this type of job, do some research, you know, Google it, figure out what's the best college for X, what's the best trade school for X, what's the best internship for X. Ask around, look on forums, call the people directly. You can get a ton of information on this, on what works for you. Now, the other thing that you need to figure out is the type of learning you do and what's going to be better for you. Maybe online school is going to be better for you. Maybe it's going to be more affordable for you. Maybe a brick and mortar school in town is going to be better for you, where you can go and attend classes in person that's best for your learning style and what you're looking for. I do recommend that if you are a young person and you can, go sit through a brick and mortar school if there's one in your area. You know, go to the local community college or the local university, get your associate's or your bachelor's degree, and just get it done. But if you're in a position where maybe you cannot just commit to sitting down and doing that full time, you need to work, come up with a plan that works for you, where maybe you attend night classes, maybe you attend weekend classes, but find something that works for you. And again, try to find the best school that you can feel comfortable getting into based on whatever future job or trade or skill that you want or to specialize in. At this point, I really want to take a minute before I give my opinion, if you will, and talk about some future considerations. And if you're a young person right now, like I said, you're that 17, 18, 19 window, even 16 or below, I really want you to think about these following things. And even if you're older, this applies as well. Let's talk about your resume. Having some sort of on-the-job training or formal education or college on a resume is important, okay? It shows that you've done something. Sometimes the jobs you're trying to get into need that formal education, that they need that line in your resume that says you've done it. You got your degree in underwater basket weaving, whatever. But it shows that you've had the discipline, ultimately, to finish a program and get that piece of paper, whatever it is. Again, the piece of paper itself may or may not mean anything, but the fact that you went there and went through the ropes and accomplished something speaks a lot more. Next, future employment. You may be a young person right now that is waiting tables or bagging groceries, and I did all of those, so I understand. And you might think, hey, my life is great. I got my girlfriend or my boyfriend. I have some cash in my pocket. I have gas for the car. Life is good. I'm really not worried about anything right now. However, you need to be considering, where do I want to be next year? Where do I want to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now? Now, I remember being in your shoes, so I will definitely give you some grace that you're really not thinking about that. I really wasn't thinking about that. But I had enough people who had given me some advice and said, hey, you need to think about where you're going to be in the future, because it's going to be harder and harder for you to climb the ranks unless you're specifically in a field where you're either a business owner or you work in some sort of specialized sales role where you can climb, earn a bunch of money, which is fantastic, without needing any type of formal education and just getting by with a high school education. Those exist, okay? I know a good handful of successful millionaires and business owners who they didn't have any formal education. They just worked hard and got it done. However, from a realistic standpoint, okay, some of those are few or far between, and you want to be able to put yourself in the best position to succeed. So you need to consider that, because remember, I was there too. Waiting tables, bagging groceries, that's great for right now. But what about when you get married? What about when you're 5 years older? What about when a kid comes along? And I know there's a ton of awesome people who are getting it done with spouses or without spouses and kids, and you know, they are killing it. Those are some people you also need to learn from as well. But you want to put yourself in the best position to continue to grow and move up as time goes along. On that note, now this is not my opinion, okay? The U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics put out in 2015 data that related to earnings and unemployment rates by educational attainment. So let's look at this. Listen to some of these numbers. If you had a high school diploma, your median weekly earnings was $678 a week, okay? Some college with no degree was $738 a week on average. Associate's degree was $798 a week on average. Bachelor's degree was $1,137 a week on average. Master's was $1,341. Professional degree was $1,730 a week. Okay. Also, those who only had a high school diploma, the unemployment rate was 5.4% versus those who had an associate's degree had unemployment of 3.8% and a bachelor's degree unemployment of 2.8%. So these are statistics, granted, take them with a grain of salt, but it's a good indicator that on average, the higher educational level, you earn more and you have less of a chance of unemployment. So you need to consider those things in the future in regards to your earnings and the type of earnings that you want to make. Now, I will also tell you, and a huge believer, like I said before, that hard work is a huge predictor of success in earnings. However, you need to pair that, like I said, with some sort of formal or informal training, depending on the job you want or the career you want to have, to ensure that you're putting yourself and your future family in the best position you can. Finally, in regards to future considerations, I want to talk about timing. If you are a young person, 16, 17, 18, 19, where you're getting ready to be wrapping up high school and either enter into college or something else, if you are single and you're still living with your parents, you need to understand that this window of your life is the best window to go ahead and knock out some form of education, whether it's college or trade school or something. Because right now you have the least amount of responsibility, which also means you have the biggest ability to absorb risk. Okay. Your parents, if they're cool, are probably going to let you stay at home and knock out that education. So just do it, because it's going to be a little harder for you, not impossible, but harder later on when you're trying to fit this into a family, full-time job, everything. And I've been there, okay? I've been there, family, full-time job, and working on additional schooling and training, and it takes every spare second you have, but it's worth it. So take that season that you're in, that young season, and just get it done, or at least get it started and get yourself set up on the right foot. So finally, after about 30 minutes of me talking at you, here is the grand reveal of my opinion, and you're going to be amazed and blown away by my wisdom and revelation. Should you go to college? It depends. It depends on what you want to do with your life, what you're passionate about, and the things you want to accomplish. I do believe that typically you should go. If you have the opportunity, you should go. You won't regret it. Don't chase something that you're not passionate about just for the money. You will fail. You have to have that hard work matched with passion. And the only real exception that I believe that you can completely ignore college altogether is if you're going to get into some sort of training field or entrepreneurship, small business owner, where you can basically just hustle and work, but you're still going to need some form of informal education and on-the-job training all mixed together. But you could also go to the local community college if you wanted to, take some business classes, or go to a good business school, take some business classes, get a business degree, which can just serve to further enhance your business ability if you use the tools right. It's all about just getting you the tools. Where you get the tools, it can depend. So just remember that whatever you're passionate about, whatever your burning desire is, whatever it is you want to do, you are going to need some sort of formal or informal training and education to mold and develop and refine your raw talent to get you where you ultimately need to go. I hope you enjoyed this and that it brought some form of value to you. As always, feel free to hit me up on willfadoo.com. You can go to the contact section, shoot me an email. You can look me up on social media at the official Will Fadoo on Instagram. I'm also on Facebook at Will Fadoo Speaks. You can find me on Twitter at Will Fadoo. Shoot me questions if you want to talk some more on this. Find a mentor that can help you out. Find someone that you can bounce these ideas off. And I wish you the very best success as you start on the incredible journey of the rest of your life and the impact and value that you're going to add to this world. Welcome back, and I hope you enjoyed that. Thanks for spending some time with me. Check out willfadoo.com. You can also follow me on social media. Until next time, where I continue to ask, how can I help you today?